All right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Human Resources Committee. Today's Monday, March the 6th. Line item one is a call to order. Line item two, approval of minutes from the group.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item number three, public comments. If anybody's here from the public to come speak to us, you have 2.5 minutes. Seeing none. There are none. Item four is review of the wage plan proposal for year 2024 budget. Mr. DeMore.
Madam Chair, good morning, members of committee. Good to be with you. Okay. You may recall just a couple months back, I was with you at our annual retreat session, and I mentioned that the budget, which will be coming to you in a couple weeks, the proposed budget for next year, that it was necessary to protect not just our capital resources, but our human resources as well. And so the budget that you'll get shortly does just that, and an important component of that is the wage plan that I'm about to deliver to you here in 1 second. The wage plan helps us with our competitiveness. It helps our employees in this inflationary market that we're in, and most of all, it's affordable. It doesn't require a tax increase, and it's not just affordable for the proposed budget year, but for years forthcoming. So it's a strategic wage proposal, and in my opinion, it's necessary. So here are the details. Everything described in the presentation that you'll receive comes back to these three objectives. And that's competitiveness, inflation, and affordability. You'll see a cost of living adjustment, pay for performance, so we're not getting away from rewarding the top performers. And specifically, sort of surgically, we go into each position group in our four pay categories, and we make adjustments where necessary. All employees are proposed to receive 4% COLA, it's cost of living adjustment, plus an average of 1% merit, so the total average will be 5%. That merit will go slightly higher, slightly lower, depending on how an employee performs on their annual appraisal. There were some comments made at the retreat about percentages being applied across the board and affecting larger salaries more than smaller salaries. We heard that comment. And so department managers will receive 1% lesser than the rest of the employees. So they'll be at a 3% cost of living adjustment as well as a 1% merit. Total average increase is 4%. So that's it across the board until we get to targeted positions where they'll receive an additional increase. I'll give more details here in a second that help us to maintain competitiveness in the region and address hiring and retention challenges. Our pay scales will increase 3% as well. We have four pay scales that you know of. There's police, there's fire, there's waste management. And if you recall Dabo Sweeney's comments, there's the rest of y'all. And that is the town-based pay scale. Well, here's waste management. We have targeted positions. These are positions that are falling behind competitively in the region. We're having difficulty in hiring, retaining. Here's the waste management operator, as well as the heavy equipment operator and crew leaders. So waste management, the additional increases are to address market retention issues, primarily to do with CDL drivers. These targeted positions will receive the 5% I mentioned to you, plus this additional amount that specifically addresses those positions that we're extremely concerned about. And all of the positions in that scale get the same standard 5% on average as everywhere else. One of the positions in particular that was discussed at the retreat was what was happening to the position of police officer in Mount Pleasant. I don't need to tell you how critical that particular position is for our community. And so each targeted position will get the 5% that I mentioned to you, but then based on comparisons to other municipalities, there's an adjustment at the end. The intent, and this plan does this, is to get starting officers in our police department with a bachelor's degree to $57,000. Recall the current pay is just under $49,500. $60,000 is the salary for a Charleston police officer of similar bachelor's degree, with a similar bachelor's degree. So you can see we've had to come a long way. Our intent, again, based on good comments, thank you for those at the retreat, was not to enter an arms race when it came to wages, but to stay competitive. The intent was to put our positions at least, if we could do better, great, but at least second highest starting position in the region. We will not be matching Charleston's. We can't afford to match Charleston's, and we will not be passing them for a number one position. But what $57,000 buys us is second place in the region. And the last bullet, all other positions in the police scale receive the same standard average increase. So what does the fire department scale look like? Here are the targeted positions: firefighter, fire engineer, fire captain. Forgive me for being repetitive, 5% COLA, you know, add to it an additional amount to create at least the second highest position in the area. I believe the firefighter position tips into number one in the region. So that is one position that will achieve the first position. All other positions in the fire scale will receive the standard 5% increase. The townwide scale, the fourth scale that we have, this only involves 14 employees. Again, the 5%. The targeted employees include procurement division. We have a very difficult time hiring trained procurement employees, and also difficult is hiring engineers. We're competing, as you know, not just in the public market, but in the private market. And in public services, CDL drivers and other skilled positions. Whoops, sorry about that. So as I mentioned, in my opinion, I believe the proposed is strategic and it's necessary to maintain the services that we offer here at the town of Mount Pleasant. And it is affordable, not just for next year, but for years to come. Happy to answer any questions.
I'd like to move to recommend approval to full council.
Second.
Can we have discussion?
Yeah, okay, definitely. So thank you again, Christy and Christiane. I think you've worked on this a lot as well, and Eric. And thank you for listening to us. I know we talked about this in detail during the retreat. And, you know, I've made some phone calls as well. And I think addressed all the concerns from other stakeholders. And this looks like a really good plan. I think it is. You guys definitely did take a surgical look at this, and I think it's going to be it's proactive as well. I think we're reacting to what municipalities around us have done, and at the same time, it's proactive because it's going to help us maintain the degree of sophistication and effectiveness that our town staff has. And we all know this. We're running a first class operation here in Mount Pleasant. Eric, I just have one question, and I know this is kind of hard to determine, but I was listening to the county board meeting, and they were talking about, I think they're asking for like millions of dollars to fund their police. But they lost 11 and hired 10. So and they talked about being number one and just aggressively, fiscally trying to fix a problem that they may not be able to fix fiscally with throwing money at it. But if they do that, if they continue to race, like, what do you see us doing?
Well, I don't know the specifics of of what they're dealing with. My memory is that they have a significant way to come to do that. What I'm proud of here, and this is great credit to you and the mayor and the rest of council, is, you know, we've positioned ourselves financially to be able to move like this in strategic ways. And in fact, while I don't know, I can only speculate that of others that we compete with, we have this ability. My guess is that they will only be able to move so far without having to raise taxes on their citizens. They may make a significant adjustment. It remains to be seen how that compares to what we've done. But I like where we are, and you know, we're able to put the resources towards recruitment and retention. The one thing that we have that I believe is second to none is we have a fantastic culture that's represented every day by our department managers. And so once we bring in the employees and can keep them here and be competitive in the marketplace, it's hard for me to believe that they'll go anywhere else at that point. And so I can't speak to them, but I feel comfortable where we are, especially if this wage plan is successful.
And just a few more comments, and then I'll turn it over to our fellow council members. But I think our benefits package, it's so well thought out. And when we were in Columbia, there were talks of maybe the state mimicking our plan in some way or another. So it's kudos to you and your staff, because I think that health plan and the fact that it's so cost effective and efficient has maybe enabled us to be able to do more for our employees, to not have to, you know, be that number one when it comes to just straight up pay, but total package, including culture, it's unbeatable. And again, kudos to you and your staff, and thank you again for this very well thought out plan.
Thank you.
Anybody, Jim, comment?
Sure. I think you all did a wonderful job being strategic, being surgical with it, and doing it in such a way that we don't have to raise taxes on our citizens, and we're able to absorb this. So what's the grand total? $3.5 million.
$3.4 million. Yes.
$3.4 million annually to remain competitive in the market. And I think, you know, the in total package, as Ms. Corley said, I think we are number one as far as like a place to work and a place to be. And I think that you have done an excellent job in creating from the top down this culture of excellence, of delivering good service to our citizens. I think as a governmental body and an entity, we are an incredibly well-run town that provides excellent services to our citizens, from trash pickup to fire to police to recreation. I think we provide excellent services to our community. So I think this is necessary in order to remain competitive in the market. And I think this is a really good plan, and I look forward to voting for it on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Jake?
I'll just echo those same comments. I really like the approach. And I know it took a lot more, a lot of digging and a lot of figuring that out. It's easy just to do a percentage increase across the board, but that's not what was needed here. And so this approach is a really good way to do it. And I'm excited for our staff. Yeah.
That's it.
I look forward to saying this.
All right, cool. Anything else? Yep. Do you need a motion?
We have a motion and a second. So
all right. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion is approved. Line item number 5 is to adjourn. Thank you so much again. Thank you. Thank you, Christy. Who's next?